This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
On 95.7 The Game.
Oh, you had to love that. Three-peat. Max McClung over a car.
Mac.
When I say Max, Mad Max, I'm thinking of Vernon Maxwell.
I saw him
at a party.
Yeah, Kenny Smith party. Went up to him. I said, you were great, man.
Thank you, brother. That's what he said?
Yeah.
So were you just going to parties and just kind of...
No, it's a party, so it's a social event.
No, I know, yeah. I know. But
music playing.
I'm trying to get, okay.
Yeah.
This was the Kenny Smith party.
Yes, sir.
Now, he's a big boy.
It was off the chain.
So where was it?
Pier 15.
Okay, was it a big room? Or?
Yeah, I want to say, not warehouse, but
okay.
There was no upstairs, so it was all on one level.
How many people were there? 100?
Oh, hundreds.
Hundreds?
Yeah, and then they had all Barclay gambling. I was like, oh, my God. You know, had dice and poker tournament.
Okay.
So got to see the likes of Joey Taylor, Jalen Rose, Steve Smith,
nice.
Dr. J went up to you. I say, Doc, when I get your age, I'm trying to look like you, man. You look good.
So
he appreciated that.
You essentially just...
Yeah, if I saw you,
I got you.
Yeah.
No, that's cool.
What are you're holding on to this?
No, I'm not. You're right.
Phones, no pictures.
Dude,
I didn't do any of that.
It's a party.
Right.
You're supposed to socialize.
Yeah, add a little margarita.
Okay,
yeah.
There you go. Let's go to Rich in Fremont.
Richie.
What's up, Rich? How you doing?
What's up, fellas? Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
Hey, man, moving forward today, y'all need to get Guru a glass of wine, man, so he can relax, bro. That was a little much. I didn't expect that this morning, but it is what it is.
Yeah.
So,
I hate to see
but
it.
But I will. Yeah, well, you know, that's Guru being Guru. I get it. So,
I'm good now.
Okay. All right. But this is the thing. I kind of agree with what Damian Lillard stated earlier, and that is that, you know, at the end of the day, you know, the NBA players are all being categorized when they don't win a title, okay? They don't have a ring. So to Dame's point is, like, that's one of the one things that's been haunting him, okay? He's done all these great things in the NBA, but he doesn't have an NBA title. So it's like when you come to something like this, which, you know, is an exhibition game, it's like if you go all out and you injure yourself, now all of a sudden, what you can contribute to your team becomes hampered. And so what is the ultimate goal? Well, the ultimate goal is to win a title. That's the ultimate goal. And that's a goal that's not reached not just by him, but a bunch of other players in this league that have been, you know, supporting the league physically with their play out on the court. So I agree to what he's saying there. I do say this much as far as LeBron James goes and him not playing. You know, LeBron's 40. Only he knows what his body can and cannot do. Now, I don't know if his injury is real or not, but I do know this much, that if I am LeBron James and I got problems with my ankles or toes or whatever what's wrong with them, then, yeah, I'm probably not going to get on the court and play. And that might stymie what the fans might want to see. But hey, at the end of the day, LeBron James, you look out for LeBron James. And so in that respect, I do understand why he may have decided not to play in the All-Star game. Thanks for your call, guys.
Thank you, Rich. Appreciate it. Here's what I was thinking, and you can disagree with me if you want. That's fine, because it's just my view of it. But do you think most, because of the social media era, do you believe that there are more pro players today that basically, not that they have an adversarial relationship with fans, but I do think today's pro athletes feel way more criticized than they have in the past.
1,000,000%.
Okay. That's what I think, too.
1,000,000,
So let's say I'm a player like...
Let's use LeBron.
I don't want to use LeBron. I want to use a player who hasn't won a title. Let's just say Damian Lillard, and he's different, obviously. But to me, this is the other thing that I think is just a small part of it. You know, Damian Lillard is a great player. He's done unbelievable things. He's probably going to the Hall of Fame, all that kind of stuff. But there's a segment, I can't win it. Not very good, hasn't won it. Like, if you're a player and you're starting to feel a negative vibe from the fans, just in general, why would you want to play in front of them? Like, why would you want to play an exhibition in front of them? You know what I mean?
Well,
like, if it's truly becoming a little bit adversarial, well, then I'm not gonna give back to these fans who some players might believe don't appreciate him in the first place.
Well, I'm not mad at you, Stoney, but I'll say this. If I were a player, whatever you do, whatever you participate in, social media has made it last longer. So let's just say you lose. Back in the day, you lose, take a shower, maybe SportsCenter shows it, there's a clip, news cycle, 24 hours, and bam, it's over. But social media just keeps things there to linger. So it's like if you lose something, you lose six of them because fans are clamoring. But as far as Dame, this just me, you didn't ask. Stoney, since Andy Reid, I am done saying this guy or gal can't do this or that until it's over. I'm working on that. But Dame has participated before in the three-point contest, and I'm just trying to, off of what you said, Stoney, that doesn't have anything to do to me with him being able to win a title or not. So him sharing his services, I liken it to NBA players like Bryce Harper, like some of the big studs. I know I'm not comparing a dunk and a home run derby, but they're both strenuous. We've seen some of the stewards of baseball participate in the home run derby, giving back to the fans, and Dame did it, Steph did it, not this year in the three-point contest, but he played, and he has done it, and maybe that's why Ja or LeBron in his heyday, Stoney, because I'm not saying Bron at 40 is the candidate to go out in a dunk contest. I get that. That time has passed. But I'm saying if you lose, maybe some of these guys aren't programmed to deal with what it would look like on social media. I don't know. But I think there's a correlation there.
I could definitely see.
Because if it were me, I would be worried about that too. Like, damn, I don't just lose. I'm going to be chopped up.
Right. And so why should I, like, if you don't think you have, if you think that there's haters out there, and you think there's trolls out there.
Well, they're everywhere.
Okay, well then, why would you expect them to give back to the fans? They're not making a differentiation between good fans, bad fans, trolls, and not. Like, I don't think some of the players view it as giving back. I think they view it as, this is an obligation to these fans who, quite frankly, I'm not into, because I don't think they really support us like they used to support players back in the day.
Now you
sound ridiculous, but I could absolutely see fan backlash being a part of an NBA player just not wanting to do it.
I damn near agree, and I do agree, and I'll say this: you could say, "Oh, come on, Goo, that's not you talking," but it is, Steiny. I'm using Giannis, since I'll get off of LeBron. If Giannis would participate in a slam dunk contest, Donnie, at the end of the day, there's really no loser. The energy and all that would go all into a guy like that or Ja Morant participating, I just feel, from a fan perspective, the win is the fact that you're in it. but maybe they feel like my brand, I'm looking at Ja, like there's no, Ja tweeted, Mac's making me think about dunking again. And it's like, it shouldn't have to come to that. I mean, man, it would be incredible if you were to participate. But maybe, again, in the back of his mind, how it would look after it was over is really never over, because then they're going to say, you know, I can't do it in the con. You know what I mean?
I mean, the other thing is, the players,
I wouldn't.
The players are on to the whole thing being just a gimmick. I mean, if you're going to go back to Jordan and Dominique Wilkins.
Oh, my gosh.
Dominique Wilkins beat him.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
But Jordan won
because it was
Jordan.
He was at home, too.
My point is that Wilkins won. He was unbelievable that day. But you know what? It was Mike. It's like, it's all kind of Steph Curry, how many Tatum have last night? Tatum had like the first 15 points of the game. Steph was the MVP. It's like, they all know this is all concocted. That's the other reason I think that they're turned off by it, is because they know they're just these.
But Stoddy, that contest and Tatum and Steph, it ain't like Steph had a bad game and got the award.
No, but it's like,
you know what I mean?
But he was going to get the award.
He put on a show. And to Jordan and Dominique, that was just, that went to the scorecard. And I get what you're saying, and some have said Dominique won, but it's not highway robbery, kind of like, and I got to be careful here, when Iguodala got the NBA Finals over Steph. That goes against what you're saying.
Like, that's completely different. That's seven guys voting. Mm. That's seven guys voting. And Dominique Wilkins,
he was, oh my gosh.
Like, he, you know, he beat him, as far as I'm concerned.
But they both were spectacular, I guess, is what I'm saying.
Right, but it's just, it's all script. It's a scripted weekend. It's all scripted. And you know what? If it's all scripted, sometimes, why would I want to take part in that either? You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, FM, and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch, and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union.
I don't think Tyler Hero was in the script. He handled his business. Like, you can't manipulate that contest. He made the shots. You know, the three-point contest.
No, I'm talking about the dunk contest. Yeah. I'm talking about the game itself. And I'm talking about who wins the MVP. It's like, you know what? Here's the other thing. If you're truly like an old school, who's the Jokic? Like, really, if we want to come down somebody's road, it would be Jokic.
Right.
Because he's a great player. He plays serious basketball. He knows when he plays in this All-Star game, it's a joke.
And his game doesn't.
And don't ask him to play hard in a game that he doesn't respect. Mm. Period. And, you know, like, the whole idea that Jokic's game doesn't translate to the All-Star game, I think that's a joke. I mean, this guy's one of the best passers in the league. The only thing he doesn't do is dunk. But, like, you think he couldn't have fun at an All-Star game, throwing passes between people's legs and behind his back and throwing length of the court stuff like he does? I think he could be fine. It's just, it's a bad pickup game. And these guys don't play bad pickup games anymore. Gary in Daly City. What's up, Gary?
How you guys doing?
Hey.
It looks like a wrestling show. That's what it looks like, a WWE wrestling show, all scripted and performed. I got a long shot here. I think LeBron might have took that. Maybe he's hurt, whatever. Maybe he gave Steph his roses in San Francisco, Oakland, the Bay Area, and said, this is going to be your night. Go for it. And Anthony Edwards might have stepped aside, too. That's my little long shot there.
Right.
They stepped aside to give him his roses instead of being part of the show. They're taking the brunt of the heat, but give him the show. The ABA came up with the dunk contest. Anybody want to go back to the films? Look at the ABA. Yeah. Jumping. They started everything before the NBA.
Yep.
Period. It wasn't even close. The three-point shot, the whole thing, that was the show. And it used to be in the NBA, the last 5 minutes was when Malone, Stockton, and then we didn't have the trolls going after them in Barkley. They played hard right at the end of the game when it meant something.
Right.
Not today. Today's a WWE wrestling script. It's nothing against that. It's an entertainment for everybody that showed up. But it's a corporate world, and that's what it is. And for the kids, and that's a great thing.
Thanks, Gary. Appreciate the call.
I could keep going if you want, but I'm not.
Yeah, that's
Our guy,
I think we all need to lighten up.
Yeah, D. Shinjiro on the YouTube chat, Guru, it's a picnic for the All-Stars to have fun, and that's what you do to have fun. Like, if we ask Jokic, who was on record after the game, Stani, saying he did not know the presentation for the TNT crew, well-deserved, was going to delay the game. Like, you know, I would have just said to whoever put that together, let's ball and then hand out the – don't have these guys waiting, but that's how you do at the gym when you lose. You got to wait, you know, if it's packed. And then you're cold. And I thought that's what went into the championship game. Like, that championship game didn't feel like a championship game. And even really? If you wanted to start Wimby, I don't think they could because he wasn't a starter. You know what I mean? Like, when he came in, they tried to make some noise. But, Stani, all I want is just the participation, man. And I think that's – I don't think fans are wrong for that. And it's been going on for almost a decade now.
You won't see anything from me tonight. Unfortunately, I will not be in uniform tonight. Still dealing with ankle and foot discomfort, so I will not be playing tonight, unfortunately. You know, I hate that, but I'm looking forward to seeing the format. This is the first year for it. I know we got a lot of great – call us the OGs. That's hilarious. We do got a few guys with gray hairs, so that makes sense. But, you know, that should be fun. I saw the quote the other day. DK was somebody he's going to play against me. So I guess I'll see him at practice, and hopefully I'll be in practice. We can go at it then.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The King.
I'm out.
He's got foot and ankle issues.
All right.
So he announced that an hour before the game?
Yep.
Somebody said he didn't even get into town till Sunday.
Yeah, he didn't. He wasn't at any of the festivities the rest of the weekend.
I'll tell you what. I know what happened.
Give it to him.
He was actually suspended because he missed practice on Saturday. I'll bet you. I'll bet you.
That's a four.
Who's the coach for the West?
Well, his coach was Shaq.
Oh. Shaq O'Neal.
Probably told him not to come.
He might have.
Like, I hated, you were laughing earlier, guys. I just hated the titles of the teams. Like, I'm an East-West guy, Steiny, Pac and Biggie. Come on, man. What are we doing?
The OGs. Game,
what was the other?
East-West has nothing to do with Pac and Biggie. It was before them.
You can't tell me what
the All-Star game was playing East and West in the 60s. Those guys were barely even born.
But that's how
it has nothing to do with it. Pac and Smalls has nothing to do.
Hey, if that's what I do with my East and West, that's what I do with it.
All right. Lee's in San Francisco.
Oh.
Hey, Lee, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you guys
What's
doing
up, Lee?
How are you,
What's
man?
What's up, baby?
I'm doing good. Hey, Guru, you're right, man. I know you take it to the heart sometimes, but you're supposed to because that's what life is all about.
You know what, Lee, real quick, I might have did too much, but I just got to tell you, you didn't ask, but I'm going to take this time to do it right now. Doing this job, there's politics with these callers. They take shots,
exactly.
They kiss Steiny's ass, and then they'll hit me on the way out. And you know what I do? I'm the nice guy, but I've been keeping a tally who's been disrespecting me, and last week Word disrespected me, and I wasn't having any of it.
I hear you, bro. I hear you, because it's like that some days. Every dog has a day, and hey, the day was yours. But listen, the reason why I called is, to give you guys your props, you be on the radio doing your thing for the Bay Area teams. I appreciate that. I'm a Ohio boy myself, but you know I love LeBron. Ain't no backing away on that. But the All-Star game is about fans, and the NBA have stepped away from the fans over the last 15, 20 years, and they have went to corporate and they bring in all this flair and hoopla. But, you know, I remember going to the NBA All-Star game for 10, 15 years, and it was about the family. You bring your family, you get a little card, your son's in the NBA, your daughter's in the NBA, little card that they have right now today. But that doesn't exist anymore. Mm. So, you know, it's not about, you know, the players didn't do this, the players didn't do that. It's the hype. And when you get all in that hype, you get lost in the weeds. And I'm telling you, they need to get back to the fans, man. If they can get back to the fans and the appreciation of the game, you know, I don't mind seeing 200 points scored in a game. But what they did the other night was just utterly ridiculous. I don't know what that was, but, you know, well, it was the NBA.
Appreciate it, man. That's Lee in San Francisco.
And Steiny, I know I call myself old school. I just hated watching an NBA game. Or for that matter, an All-Star game with no clock.
Well, I think they had one of these before, didn't they?
Yeah, but
with
it was
the
just
Elam ending.
Yeah, I just, what are we? And how? Yeah, I just that was me.
Guru,
it's not for the fans.
Guru, no. Have you ever played pickup basketball? There's no clock.
Yeah, I got you.
It's up to 11.
Yeah, this is the NBA All-Star game.
Exactly, and they're trying to incorporate fans who might understand that. I don't like the one thing I thought of when Lee was talking about, it's got to get back to the fans. It can't get back to the fans because the fans and the players have nothing in common anymore.
Now that, why? Whoa.
They just don't.
Now that, wow. It should never, then Steiny, then nothing, no entity can be saved if, and we're talking about entertainment, if that is, if you're right, then there's nothing anybody can do.
I think there's a problem in sports. A lot of fans, regular Joes, they don't feel any connection to these players. These players make tons of money. These players kind of live in a bubble. These players don't seem to really commit themselves to the game like their predecessors. And
wow.
I think, you know, something's happened with the connection between the fans and the players. I'm not sure exactly what it is, but I don't think fans relate to these players. And wow. and I mean both ways, kind of as players, but also just the lifestyle they live and their priorities with regular people's priorities and stuff.
Yeah.
I just don't think, like, the NBA players have never been more unlike the fans that are watching them now, if you know what I mean.
Wow. I don't know what you haven't said the word, but tear comes up.
We're talking about why, like a fan who makes, a family makes $100,000 a year, and these guys are making $58 million a year, and you're asking a $100,000 family to pay a ton of money to go to a game, and they feel like the game's not worth it, man, because the guys aren't investing their heart and soul into it anymore, or to the degree. So anyway,
That's a great point. I know we're up against it. You didn't ask me real quick here, Stani. I would, and I'm warming up to USA versus the world now, thinking maybe, you know, the guys from different locales, the Giannises, they have pride. I think they have more pride in where they came from, and that maybe, you know, that would take the U.S. guys to meet that, and then that would equate.
You know what that's called? The Olympics. It's called the Olympics. So the NBA is completely out of ideas. They're going to have to borrow one from the Olympics now. Like, that's really what we're talking about.
Well, we just borrowed one from 24-Hour Fitness.
They cannot figure out a way to make the players care.
That, man.
Period.
That's a sad state of affairs, man.
And I get why the players don't really care. I kind of get it. And I'd like to think that most people would care, but I think in that position, they don't. That's just me. 888-957-9570 is the number. We can keep this up, talking about All-Star Weekend, what you thought of it, what's working, what's not working.
We got to get into Draymond, too, Stein.
If we don't, we can always get into that tomorrow, because I actually have some positive thoughts about what Draymond was talking about with the Golden State Warriors. But 888-957-9570 is the number. Is it possible to even fix this All-Star Weekend? 888-957-9570 is the number. And, you know what? That's right. You know what I almost said, Evan? In the 12 o'clock hour, listen for... But we've got everybody registered for knockout right now.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.